Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. If you saw the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey, you'd recognize these famous lines. Open the pod bay door, Hal. And, I'm sorry, Dave, I can't do that.
Yep, the AI, Hal, goes rogue and kills three astronauts in hibernation on the way to Saturn. We hope rogue AIs remain purely sci-fi, but hibernating astronauts are looking pretty real.
Hibernation experiments involve using directed ultrasound on animal brains. They target a mouse's hypothalamus, which is responsible for sleep and the regulation of body temperature. The animal then enters a hibernation-like state.
The sound waves are able to decrease body temperature by 6.25 degrees Fahrenheit and reduce the animal's heart rate and oxygen consumption. We see this naturally happening in bears when they hibernate.
When the ultrasound was turned off, the mice brains quickly returned to a normal state. A variety of animals such as insects, amphibians, fish, and mammals can naturally enter hibernation.
We don't understand all the mechanisms involved. They're all able to significantly reduce their metabolic state so that their heart rate drops to a few beats a minute and breathe as little as once every 10 minutes or so.
The ultrasound experiments mimic these natural changes, but we don't know how close it really is. Soon, human clinical trials may start. Hibernation makes long-duration space travel possible and gives doctors more time to treat critically ill patients.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at IlluminousSciComm.com.